There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Hollywood Casino in Charlestown, West Virginia. March's dining special events include March Mania food and drink packages in the Sportsbook the 21st through the 24th. Details and reservations at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. The new documentary Madu screens this Sunday at the AFI New African Film Fest at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland, before streaming on Disney Plus March 29th. I spoke to Oscar-nominated filmmaker Matt Ogens about chronicling 11-year-old Anthony Madu, a Nigerian boy who became a viral ballet sensation. Hey, Matt Ogens, hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP again.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Nice to be back.
Yeah, we spoke when your documentary about the Maryland School for the Deaf football team, Audible, was Oscar nominated. And before I get into the new one you're screening, I'll follow up on that really quick. Just tell me how that went. I assume you get to fly out to the Oscars, like a whirlwind experience?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles now, even though I was born and bred in D.C. and Maryland. So it was down the street. But yeah, I was there and we brought out three of the kids from Audible from Maryland to the Oscars. I mean, it was amazing, especially seeing them. I mean, we brought Amari out. We brought Jalen out. We brought Lyra out, who are in Audible. And Niall DeMarco, who's also from Maryland and went to Maryland School for the Deaf. My executive producer on it came out. It was a night to remember. It was really great, special for them. And really put the deaf community on the map.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad. Happy for that. But I'm so glad we're getting a chance to catch up again, because you have a new documentary coming out called Madu. It will be screening for folks here in the D.C. area. It'll be at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring for the AFI New African Film Festival. It'll be screening this Sunday, March 24th, and also Tuesday, March 26th. And I believe you'll be there for Q&As and stuff. And then it'll go, you know, worldwide on Disney Plus streaming on March 29th. How excited are you to actually get to show this back here in you know, roughly your hometown?
Yeah, I mean, definitely my hometown. It's always meaningful to be able to share it with the community that I grew up with. You know, I was born in D.C. and grew up there and just outside of D.C. in Maryland. My last film, Audible, that you mentioned, that was nominated for an Oscar on Netflix, was shot in Maryland. So to go back with this new film, which is really near and dear to me and meaningful to me, is great. You know, family, friends, people I grew up with, whoever wants to come, I look forward to it and being able to present the film and do a Q&A after. It means a lot.
Awesome. And will you be there for Q&As for both of those screenings or just the Sunday one?
The Sunday one, it's a Sunday 3 p.m. screening, and I'll do a Q&A right after.
Gotcha. All right. Everyone check that out. And then if you can't make it, then you have like an encore screening on Tuesday that they can see before Disney Plus and, you know, a week or two from now. Awesome. Well, without further ado, tell us what it's about. You know, tell us who 12-year-old Anthony is.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2.5 years ago, my producer on the film, Jamie Patrickoff, who I've worked with on and off for years, sent me a text in the middle of the night. It was a video of this, at the time, 11-year-old boy, and he was barefoot, and he was doing ballet moves in the rain. And the video ended up going super viral. And Viola Davis retweeted it, and it really spun out and got a lot of attention. But when he texted it to me, it was like a week before it went viral. He just, you know, somehow found it, as we do on the Instagram or Twitter or Facebook rabbit hole. And he sent it to me and I was just fascinated with it. I don't even think he said, let's make a film. I think he just said, find this kid. And I just was enraptured by his curiosity, you know, I was curious, you know, he just had this confidence in him, in his body language, as if he didn't have a care in the world. And I just, you know, sometimes you get those stories that just hit you in the gut. And I wanted to know this kid's story. It didn't have a name. That's why I said this kid, it didn't have a place. And I went down, dove into the internet and saw who posted what, and finally got in touch with Anthony, who was 11 at the time, and met him, got on a FaceTime with him and his family in Lagos, Nigeria. And he grew up just on the outskirts of Lagos, in Lagos, but about 2-3 hour drive away in an impoverished area that a lot of people in downtown Lagos don't even know exists. But there's this beauty and love in his home and his family and his community, juxtaposed against a kid who's bullied and, you know, not, doesn't really feel like he belongs because he does ballet. And if you're a kid in Nigeria, especially a boy, you don't do ballet. You play soccer, you help the family and go to work and put food on the table. And when we were developing the project and ultimately created it with Disney Original Docs, that's why it's airing on Disney Plus, I felt, even though I had always directed solo by myself, I felt for this one, it would really add value and be important and more meaningful to collaborate with a Nigerian filmmaker.
For sure.
And so I, you know, met a lot of Nigerian directors, and I saw a piece of work by a short film by a filmmaker named Joel Kachi Benson, and we connected, and I saw Joel, or Kachi's, as I call him, Kachi's story in Anthony's. There was a connection. And so brought him on and we collaborated, and Disney jumped on board, and we went to Nigeria and we're off and running, and we really captured his life from about age 12 to 13. And what happened is, and it, you know, we went filming just thinking we're going to film Anthony and on his journey, wherever he may end up, even if he never left Lagos. Turns out he gets a call, or his mother gets a call from a very prestigious ballet school, one of the most prestigious in the world, called the Elmhurst Ballet School, which is in Birmingham, England, in the UK. And they get to know him, and they see his passion. They feel his passion the same way we did. And they offered him a full 7-year scholarship, which is amazing for him, because suddenly he's going to go to this new world where he is around people that value and appreciate ballet. He's not going to get bullied or made fun of or mocked for doing ballet. Question is, that he asks himself is he good enough? So even though he goes over there, he's still on this search for acceptance and belonging, which is really what the film's about. I mean, you certainly don't need to be a fan of ballet to understand that universal human theme of acceptance and belonging. Although I'll bet you become a little bit of a ballet fan after you watch this. You know, and the other thing is, the other conflict is he's never been on a plane before. He's never left Nigeria. And all of a sudden he is leaving his family. They don't go with him. So we're with him when he packs up and goes to the airport and says goodbye to his family. And he's going to a place, like I said, where all the kids do ballet, but they're not like him. They're not from where he's from. And so he, you know, that's what the story is really about, is his journey to find acceptance and belonging. And it's a story of like really big, seemingly impossible dreams with lots of challenges and obstacles.
Wow. So you were planning on, based on the footage of, you know, Dancing in the Rain, you were planning to go to his home country and chronicle him anyway. And so that was before he even got offered the scholarship to the art school in England, right? So that just happened to come about while you're already shooting the doc?
That's right. Disney believed in Anthony, believed in us as a production team, me and Kachi as filmmakers to tell a story. I mean, we in our guts had a feeling with the attention he got, he'd be going somewhere, but
Right.
we didn't know if it would be a school or just doing one dance. We did not know when we first started with Anthony that he was going to be going to Elmhurst Ballet School in England.
Right.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Wow. So just so I have some of the logistics of it. So how long did you actually film him in, you know, his native Nigeria? And how, and then how much of, how many weeks did you shoot, wind up shooting in England for the ballet school?
Oh, we went back and forth over the course of probably a year and a half. I mean, we spent, I think, a month in Nigeria at the beginning. He went, I mean, I don't want to give too much away from the film, but he goes back for like a break in the middle of our filming. And then he's there for the summer in between his first year there and his second year there. So, probably spent 60% of our time in England and 40% of our time in Nigeria. Nigeria is where he comes from. It's who he is. So it's a really important part of the film. And we really treat these two locations, the spaces in Lagos, Nigeria, and his community specifically, and the spaces at Elmhurst Ballet School and in Birmingham as two different characters.
Nice. Wow, that's fascinating and so cool. I love that you had the flexibility to kind of just take it and run with the story wherever it went. Because, you know, when you started it, you had no idea he would even be going to England, and there you, and suddenly now your movie's coming together. But I know that's a lot of what documentary filmmaking is, but that's, you have to be flexible and talented enough to be able to pivot and just go where the story takes you. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Well, you spent so much time with Anthony. Like, how much do you think he grew over this process? Or is there a noted marked change when you, from the time your cameras first started rolling in Nigeria to the end of this? I mean, if you had to, if you had to step back from behind the camera and examine the big picture, like, how much do you think he grew?
Immensely, physically, emotionally, he matured so much. And at the beginning of the film, Kachi, my co-conspirator in this, always says he could barely string two sentences together. And it wasn't because he couldn't speak well, it was just being timid, being awkward, being shy. I certainly relate to that. By the end, he was waxing poetic, philosophical. We were learning from him. I mean, I think he sprouted, 4 or 5 inches over the year. But he also just really grew. And taught us as well. I mean, I'm really proud of him, and he's still growing, right?
Yeah, what's next for him? Like, after, I mean, we want everyone to check out the movie, obviously, but for Anthony, you know, what are his career dreams now? I mean, he's only a, you know, a teenage, about, you know, early teens entering into teen years. So, you know, what, planning on, you know, pursuing it, you know, I don't know, in college or grad school, or, you know what I mean? Like, career, I assume as a full-on career now.
I don't think it's a college grad school thing, ballet. I think, but he's got a 7-year scholarship at Elmhurst, and his dream, as he states at the beginning, is to be a principal ballerina and really represent Nigeria wherever he goes. It's a win, right? If he stays in England or comes to America or another country or comes back to Nigeria, it's a win. He's bringing that back with him, and so really, he wants to inspire the rest of us in the world that we can dream big, and that even though it seems impossible and so far off, and Mount Everest to climb, that it is possible. And he had plenty of reasons and obstacles in his way that it would have been understandable to give up, and he didn't. And so yeah, he wants to be a principal ballet dancer. He lives it, he breathes it. I mean, you feel it.
So cool. You know, put on the filmmaking cap really quick. And you know, what sort of visual style were you going for? You know, I just want to talk some more, you know, cinematic language, kind of a fun stuff from that angle. Is there a certain approach you tried to go, you know?
Yeah, let's nerd out on it. I mean, I craft is really important to me. You know, different filmmakers have different voices, and my voice is character driven stories that, that say something about us, that have universal human themes that we feel. And for me, that special sauce for me is also with craft. And I like to challenge myself on every film. And you see it in Audible, which was a film about a group of deaf teenagers coming of age. So most of that film is in sign language, not spoken word. And so there's a lot of, it was very auditory, right? And visual. And I evolved that style that I've been evolving into Madhu as well, and took it to another level that was appropriate for this film. So it's very visual, non-linear at times visually. We're following a linear journey across his first year at Elmhurst Ballet School, but it's very stylized. You know, I think narratively when I'm directing and collaborating with the cinematographer, I think like a narrative film, and the authenticity comes from the characters, their words, their movement, what happens within the four walls. But it's an immersive film. I spend a lot of time, and Kachi and I spent a lot of time before we even rolled cameras, getting to know Anthony, how he sees the world. So Madhu is really not an observational film from our point of view as filmmakers, but it's an immersive film. And we just become conduits so Anthony can tell his story.
Awesome. Well, congrats on another winner of an idea here. And hopefully, I know you don't make it for the acclaim, but hopefully you have another Oscar nomination coming down. Who knows? Hey, thanks for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, yeah. If you're around, we'd love to have you. It's playing at the Silver Theater for AFI New African Film Festival this Sunday, March 24th at 3 p.m. I'll be there for a Q&A. Would love to see you, have you see the film, answer any questions you have. On Tuesday, it's having a second screening on the 26th. And the big one is March 29th on Disney Plus, all around the world, wherever Disney Plus is available. Please join in. Please see it. Please share it with your friends. This is a really important story for Nigeria, for Elmhurst Ballet School, and most importantly, for Anthony.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it's the documentary Madhu. It's going to be at the AFI New African Film Festival at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring. It'll be Sunday, March 24th, where you'll be there for the Q&A, and then a follow-up screening Tuesday, March 26th, and then, you know, streaming worldwide on Disney Plus on March 29th. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me. It means a lot.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.